Jim Jordan's censorship files, UK government tried to censor criticism of mass migration, two-tier policing. By Sean Moran on July 31, 2025. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, this week released the UK Censorship Files Part 2, in which he detailed how the United Kingdom, UK, government tried to censor criticism of immigration during large-scale riots in August 2024. As UK citizens become increasingly frustrated by a system weaponized against them, UK authorities wanted big tech to censor discussions about immigration and narratives about the police and a two-tier system, Jordan wrote. Britons were rightly concerned about a justice system that treated government critics more harshly than violent criminals. Right-of-centre leaders in the UK were justified in criticising this two-tier system of justice, he continued. Jordan revealed that the committee obtained documents that UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Technology Secretary Peter Kyle tried to censor people who called out the UK's two-tier justice system for what it was. President Donald Trump has warned Starmer that it would be a mistake for the British government to censor his Truth Social platform under the recently enacted Online Safety Act. "We are not censoring anyone," Starmer rebutted. "We've got some measures that are there to protect children." In one email to a big tech platform, one of the UK's big tech regulators, known as the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology, DSIT, told platforms to monitor narratives about a two-tier system. DSIT told platforms to come back to us on any measures you have taken in response. The implication was clear: the UK was telling platforms to censor true narratives about a two-tier justice system, Jordan wrote. The Ohio congressman noted that when one British citizen wanted to know where the government housed asylum seekers on the UK taxpayer dime, the British government told platforms to censor him. The same government also sought to silence discussions about Europe's mass migration policies. He wrote, just a couple days after the UK's demand to big tech, London's top police officer warned Americans that he would target them with prosecution for online posts he found offensive, no matter what country they were posted from. Jordan remarked, "The message, criticize at Keir_Starmer or UK immigration policy from anywhere in the world, and you should watch out." Teasing that there is more to come from their investigation, Jordan wrote, "The committee continues to receive documents showing censorship of conservatives and true information from around the world. But above all else, governments always want to censor criticism of the government." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.